Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. I wanted to just do a kind of a sense of the public poll today. I'm wondering who you are considering for president on the Democratic side, of course. I'm guessing very few of you are considering Donald Trump or Mr. Weld, William Weld, the libertarian former governor of Massachusetts who wants to end Social Security and Medicare. Although I guess that makes him an appropriate Republican candidate. But the reason I ask, and we'll be taking your calls on this, and the one thing I ask is that you not call to tell me who you don't want. I want to avoid the whole circular firing squad thing. When I was a little kid growing up, my dad always used to say to me, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all. I would start criticizing or complaining about people, and he would always just cut me off in mid-sentence and say, Tommy, if you can't say something nice about people, don't say anything at all. And so I'm going to apply that rule today. I get it. There are some people who don't like Bernie Sanders or don't like Joe Biden or don't like, you know, fill in the blank and for whatever reason. But I that's not what I think is going to make a useful conversation. So the reason why I ask who you're considering is because there's a new poll out. This is from Data for Progress. It was reported by the Daily Kos staff yesterday. And they're not just asking who will you vote for or who are you most in favor of, but rather who would you consider? And I find this really interesting because there's both the negative and the positive side to it. For example, 49% of Americans say they would consider voting for Joe Biden. 20% say, no way, would never consider it. With Elizabeth Warren, it's 40% who say they would consider voting for her, and only 13% who say, no way, would never vote for her. With Bernie Sanders, it's 36% who would consider voting for him, and 28% who say, no way, not a chance. Bernie has the highest wouldn't consider him, I guess would be the way of saying it. But he also has the third highest, yeah, I'd think about it. Pete Buttigieg is 30% would consider, 13% no. Kamala Harris is about the same, 30% would consider, 14% no. Beto is 29% would consider, 18% no. He's got very, very high negatives here. Cory Booker, 20% would consider, 15% no. And then we get down into the below 20% group. There's only four in that group. That's Amy Klobuchar, 13% would consider, 16 no. Stacey Abrams, 12% would consider, 12% no. Kirsten Gillibrand, I think she's toast here, and I think it's because people are still upset about Al Franken. 12% would consider, 20% say no way, would never even consider it. And Julian Castro is 12% would consider, 12% would not consider. And then from there, it just goes down. I mean, you know, Andrew Yang is a 7% would consider. The 5% crowd is Tim Ryan, John Hickenlooper, Tulsi Gabbard, Tammy Baldwin. The 4% group is Eric Swalwell and Jay Inslee. The 3% group, Bill de Blasio, who has yet to declare, and John Delaney. The 2% group, Seth Moulton and Michael Bennett. The 1% group, Marianne Williamson, Wayne Messam, Steve Bullock, and Mike Gravel. That's the most recent survey. If you just do the traditional horse race math on it, it comes out Biden 33%, Sanders 17%, Warren 16%, Buttigieg 9%, Harris 7%, O'Rourke 4%. And I'm guessing that you're going to see those numbers change quite a bit after the first debate, because right up until the first debate, pretty much what everybody is asserting their preferences on is name recognition, you know, is you know, what they remember from previous races and whose name they recognize. And Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden have the highest name recognition in the group because they both ran for president recently. Well, Joe Biden ran for vice president twice and won both times, along with Barack Obama. And Bernie Sanders ran for president in 2016 in the primary against Hillary Clinton. And so, you know, there's high levels of name recognition there. But it's going to be interesting to see who comes up after that. Victoria, listening on KPFK in Upland, California. Victoria, your thoughts.
Wholeheartedly, I would do Bernie Sanders. Second place would be Elizabeth Warren. And then third, if I had to, would be Andrew Yang. And only because I feel like we need somebody with very progressive, aggressively progressive ideas to kind of move the middle, at least close to the middle, because what we're calling middle now is really not middle. And I'm afraid of where the country is going. And I think we need some people with very strong opinions that would kind of help us move the country back to where we used to think of as America. I'm an immigrant as a child, and this is not the country my parents brought me to. And I don't want to raise my kids in this country. I have kids, and that's my vote.
I get it. Thank you, Victoria. And thank you for your brevity. David in Woodland Hills, California. David, you're also listening on KPFK. What do you say?
Electorally, Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris gives the Democrats the East Coast and the West Coast. But for me, it is a slam dunk. No matter who the candidate is, there must be a progressive female on the ticket.
And in your mind, who are the progressive females?
Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you, David. Mike in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Mike, your thoughts?
Well, my first and second are going to be Bernie and Elizabeth, but here's the thing is any of these candidates need to start talking about what they plan on doing to overturn Trump's executive orders and nominations. I think that's going to move the popularity needle huge.
Yeah, that could be very interesting. Mike, thank you very much for that. Bruce in El Monte, California. Bruce, your thoughts?
I would like to hear about Amy Klobuchar and Buttigieg in there. I think that would be kind of cool. Or it would be Bernie and Klobuchar.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom, my dad used to tell me the same thing, you know, about...
If you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He would tell me that all the time. I got four brothers, and he would say that to all of us.
I wonder if that was like a big Norman Vincent Peale thing or something back in the 40s, you know, that...
I don't know, but I never crossed eyes on my grandma or my mom or my dad. But my grandma would say, if you go pick a switch, if it's bigger than her thumb, she would go pick it herself, you know?
Uh-oh. Okay. Got it, Bruce. Thanks.
All right, Tom.
Thanks
a good day, man.
Yeah, you too. Sherry in Shelton, Washington. Sherry, your thoughts?
Good morning. I actually will keep it really brief. I'm torn between Bernie and Elizabeth all the time. It's like back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment right now, I'd like Elizabeth and Bernie as VP.
Mm-hmm.
And we need them. We need them on that wall.
Yeah.
So badly. So that's it.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Seems to be a consensus emerging here. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick. Thanks for listening to KBCS.
Thanks for doing what you do, Tom. Love you. Listen, I think that... if you can't say something nice, say nothing comes from a Mary Poppins song.
Really?
I remember from, wow. Yeah, if you can't say something nice, say nothing, take a bit of good advice. That's the fact to swallow, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
I won't sing anymore.
Okay, cool.
That's my earliest recollection. Huh. Anyway, towards your point in this poll, I'm a Bernie guy. Bernie.
Okay.
I give $17.76 a month to his campaign, even though he asks me for money about 10 times a day. And then I really love the one of your other listeners' idea about having a progressive female on the ticket. I think that's important. On to the next caller. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Maverick. Laura in Chicago, your thoughts.
I'm Bernie, and Tulsi or Elizabeth Warren as the vice president, period.
Okay.
We need progressive choices to move this country forward.
All right. Great. Thank you, Laura. Christy in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Christy, your thoughts.
I'm Elizabeth Warren first, Kamala second, Bernie third, and no matter who the candidate is, if they're Democratic, I'm voting for them.
Yeah, there you go. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris would make a fascinating ticket, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Elizabeth, she really has the policy chops. Nobody else is out there with as much policy. She's, you know, I have heard other legislators come to her when they need to be informed on different arenas in the financial area. So, you know, that's pretty impressive. Why not go right to the source?
Yeah, she's one of the smartest people in D.C. Thank you, Christy. Will in Salem, Oregon, your thoughts?
Hey, Tom, I want Bernie or Elizabeth Warren and perhaps Tulsi as the VP. And it's real simple because we need Franklin Roosevelt desperately now. And need both. That's it.
So yeah. A return to the Democratic Party of Franklin Roosevelt doesn't sound like such a bad idea. It's fascinating. I'm not hearing any of these secondary or tertiary names, and I haven't heard Joe Biden's name yet. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Amy Klobuchar. That's been pretty much it. And Dave in St. Paul, Nebraska. Hey, Dave, your thoughts?
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hey.
It's got to be Bernie or Elizabeth at the top, either or. The main thing, it's got to be issues and not personalities or looks.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the media wants to make it into a whole different game than what it is. This is serious stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dave. Jennifer in Weehawken, New Jersey. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Tom. I'm very excited to speak to you. I've never done this radio thing before.
Well, thank you.
Elizabeth Warren is my top pick. I was so happy when she got in, and she is what we need for the country. And I think Kamala for vice president. I think we need someone of color on the ticket, and Kamala's very qualified. And I am a white woman, but white women tend to eat their own. Black women are very strong and passionate for other black women, and so I think they would really get out the vote. They did that in Alabama for Doug Jones, and I think they'll do this for whoever is on the ticket in the U.S.
Yeah,
I
think you're right. Jennifer, thank you. Anita in San Antonio. Hey, Anita, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I'm going to go with Elizabeth Warren for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She just has guts.
Yeah.
When she came out and she said the thing, I read the Mueller report, and he needs to be impeached. I mean, she didn't play around with that. She's fearless, and she has policy. When she went and talked to those people, and where was she at? Alabama or something, or where was she at?
She was somewhere in the South.
People, once they hear her,
yep.
I mean, she is so smart, amazing. She's charismatic to me. I just think the media doesn't pay enough attention to her. I think she, you know, Bernie Sanders says a lot of things. He has a lot of the ideas, but he doesn't have the policy like she does. She really knows what she's talking about. And as far as people like, I keep hearing Tulsi Gabbard, but Tulsi Gabbard said 0%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand on this show why I hear so much Tulsi Gabbard.
The appeal of Tulsi Gabbard is that she is a veteran. She served in I don't recall if it was Iraq or Afghanistan, but she served in one of those wars. And she is an outspoken opponent of wars. She's one of the most aggressively pro-peace candidates.
She's also pro-Assad, and she's the one who came out and said, oh, we just need to drop all this stuff.
Well, that's the downside, is she went over and met with Assad, and, you know, again, in her role of, I'm going to try and eliminate or stop wars, but, you know, a lot of people are going, really, with Assad? So there's that. And also, I mean, you know, she's religiously, she's Hindu, which is going to be a substantial challenge at the top of the ticket. I don't know about vice president, but.
That's interesting. Well, I don't think she's going to be even, you know, I don't know if she's going to make the debate. She may make the debate. But there's also, I like Kamala Harris. I think she's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's tough, and I think she would be hard for Trump to run against.
Yeah.
She is, you know, just that look. She's like, I know you're, you know, you're full of it. So,
yeah.
You know, but Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris will probably have to be my Trump choices. Okay. I like Beto and I like Julian Castro too, but you know,
yeah,
I'd like to see one.
Okay, there you go. Anita, thank you for the call. And we'll continue our, you know, back of the envelope survey here, our thumbnail survey.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Louise and I have been using CBD for a couple of years now for basically pain relief and sleep, but we had been using CBD that also had some pot in it, I suppose, because of, you know, it's legal here in Oregon. But now there's a CBD oil that's legal all over the United States. It's the best quality you can get, and it's derived from hemp, which is, you know, related to marijuana, but it's not marijuana. And so it's legal and it doesn't get you high, but it does, you know, have these extraordinary properties of pain relieving and anti-inflammatory properties. It's from New Leaf Naturals. NewLeafNaturals.com is the website. CBD oil, non-intoxicating, so it's ideal if you're looking for the health benefits of cannabinoids without, you know, getting high. This does not get you high. It's non-toxic and has potent pain relieving and anti-inflammatory properties. And this is the brand that Louise and I trust and use, New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals, the highest quality concentrated CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, contains no additional additives, grown in the United States. And as I said, the only ingredient is hemp, so it's totally pure and simple and legal. So go to NewLeafNaturals.com, NewLeafNaturals.com, to save 30% off and get free shipping in the U.S. when you use the code TOM, to spell T-H-O-M. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com for premium cannabinoid wellness. There's only one place, NewLeafNaturals.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 30% off. And if you're the first person to tweet me the NewLeafNaturals.com website, I'll send you a free bottle of New Leaf Naturals CBD oil. Gordon in Whitewater, Wisconsin. Gordon, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was initially, I'm a kind of an odd one to figure out, because I was initially I'm 55, and I said to myself, I'm not voting for anyone over 55. I'm really believing in a no more youthful, vibrant, energetic, progressive direction. You know, I really I'm tired of the vanguard that I've supported over the years, starting with Dianne Feinstein. I think she should have passed the torch when she could have. But regardless, now I'm and by the way, I will vote for anybody, number 24 or 25, whoever it is. But I've kind of done a full circle, and if I got to go with the one who I think right now can win, and right now everyone's saying it's Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. I wish he had run 4 years ago, but I know Bo, his son, took him away from it, and whatever, all the stuff that you can split hairs all you want. But
well, also Hillary right was being positioned as the heir apparent long before they knew that Bo was sick, which I thought was kind of an interesting dynamic inside the Obama White House.
Exactly. I don't understand. That whole thing soured me to just like it's my turn. That's not the right way to run a campaign, yeah. But that's old news, right?
But you're up for Joe. Like, so who else would you consider in addition to Joe?
My thing is, I like Mayor Pete. I think mm-hmm. he's young and he fits my original category. He's young. He's progressive. He's vibrant. I'm not too bothered by some of the things they're digging up from the past. You know, he's saying the right things. I believe he's right about, look, we got to be more mainstream in some of our dialogue, you know, mm-hmm. that whole thing he said the other day about identity politics. Identity politics can exist, and we can support LGBT without being over the top with all that. I just think you got to be progressive. You got to be mainstream. And we got to, number one, we just got to get rid of the current occupant. He has to go. And if that means voting for old Joe, then so be it.
Thank you. Ingrid in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. Ingrid?
My top choices are Elizabeth, Bernie, and Jay Inslee.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Jay Inslee really got the policies, and so does Elizabeth.
Yeah, I agree. And Jay Inslee is bringing a strong focus to climate change, and he's just a few thousand $5 donations short of being on the debate stage. So FYI.
Yep.
Ingrid, thank you for the call. Joe in Cupertino, California. Hey, Joe, who are you supporting?
I'm supporting for president first, not vice president. So I want to vote for Bernie for president, but I would vote for Elizabeth. I think she's really great. I hope there's a compact between the both of them that they got something worked out. But I was very impressed with over the weekend. I got a chance to see Ed Abramson speak in foreign policy. So
Stacey Abramson.
Yes, Stacey was very knowledgeable, and I'm surprised, but she's got a presence about her that's different. And so I'm
just
throwing it out there.
Yeah, and she's a very competent politician. It's how she became the leader of the the House or the Senate in Georgia. I mean, she held a major power position in Georgia for a long time.
She ran a think tank crowd and this conversation on C-SPAN. Like, she knew everything. There was just off the top of her head. It was amazing.
Yeah. No, she's brilliant. But she hasn't yet declared that she's running for president, although she has said she's not going to run for the Senate. And there's bunch of Democrats now who are saying that they're not going to run for the Senate. I'm convinced that that's because they know that the Koch brothers are just going to pour hundreds of millions of dollars of the Kochs in their network into that Senate race. And
as you said before, though, I mean, she's going to bring it outside of the ticket that no one else can bring.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see where it goes. Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Interesting piece over on Common Dreams today. Three dark and disturbing reasons why Trump could win again. He brags about the low unemployment rate, although the employment statistics now include anybody who has worked at least 1 hour in a week is considered employed. So our low unemployment rate is BS, right? Almost a third of America's workforce earns less than $12 an hour, and virtually all of that third has no health insurance. The bottom 60% of wage earners are leading in one category. They are dying at increasing rates from drugs and suicides. So anyhow, number one, Trump is going to run on the economy. And the fact that the stock market is high, you keep in mind only 7% of the bottom 90% of Americans own any stocks at all. The majority of stocks are owned by the top 1%. Number two, the fear of the socialists. The socialists are coming. And one of the reasons that this might be actually an effective hit is because inequality causes a decrease in social trust. People have less trust of others. And so when somebody comes along and says, hey, I'm in favor of so-and-so, and it's something they're not familiar with, like democratic socialism, they're immediately going to say, I can't trust that person. That's the default nowadays because of massive income inequality. And then nationalism, this whole idea of keeping people off our shores who don't, quote, look like us or believe like us or talk like us. And this is going to be the core of Trump's campaign. Who do you think can beat him, particularly given that information? Steve in Oak Brook, Illinois. Hey, Steve, your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm a real progressive, so ideally I'd like Chris Hedges to run for president, but that's not going to happen.
Right.
So my first two choices are Bernie and Tulsi. Bernie would be the ideal candidate if he had more of Tulsi's foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
But either one of those are the least corporate and then the most progressive.
Okay. Somebody on Twitter, by the way, said, Tulsi is not pro-Assad. I did not say she was pro-Assad. I said she went over and visited him in an attempt to stop the war. She's anti-war. And I get that. I think that's you know, a good thing about her.
And the people that we call bad in countries still make the country a lot of times more stable than if we overthrew them and put someone in and made it more unstable.
Yeah, trying to run the world is a fool's errand. Steve, thanks for the call. Dean in Grand Rapids. Hey, Dean, what do you think?
Well, my favorite three are Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. I am kind of hoping that we'd have a woman president for 2020, but I strongly, and I definitely mean strongly, will support whoever the Democratic nominee is. We've got to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, I think there's an absolute consensus on that, Dean. Yeah, there you go. So, Dean, thanks a lot. That's good choices. Les in Glendale, California. Hey, Les, what's up?
First of all, I have to correct the quote, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was popularized in Bambi. Thumper said that.
Seriously?
The earlier caller who, yeah.
In the 1950s version of Bambi? Or
No, that came out in 1942.
Wow. Oh, okay. So that was a decade before I was born, so that's probably where my dad got it from.
Exactly.
Huh.
And, of course, the film was reissued about every 7 or 8 years. So, and it's Thumper's best scene in the movie, so it became a big line.
Yeah, because I remember going to see Bambi when I was a little kid in the 50s, so that must have been the reissue of it.
Yeah, that would have been the one.
But that was my dad's mantra. I mean, he literally lived by that. I have no recollection of my father ever trashing another person outside of the political realm. And even in politics, he almost never trashed a person as a person. He just trashed their policies. He was so committed to that. Anyhow. So who are you supporting, Liz?
It is a great thing to live by.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like that in Mary Poppins at all, from what the earlier caller said.
I think it might be in that song, you know, a teaspoon of honey helps the medicine go down. No,
a spoonful of sugar.
Spoonful of sugar, yeah.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine. No, it's not in there at all.
Okay.
I'm a Mary Poppins expert.
So all right. Okay, Liz.
It doesn't show
so
up
who are your candidates?
So I was a little on the fence about Bernie because of the age, I hate to say it, but the day he announced, he got money from me, and I've contributed several times.
Yeah.
So and I was a big Bernie supporter before. So I think the winning combination is Bernie as president and Elizabeth Warren as vice president. And Bernie could serve for 4 years, and then Elizabeth can become president after that. So we get that's just like a win-win all around. I could easily be talked into Kamala Harris in that second spot, and I was impressed with Amy Klobuchar when I saw the debates that were on CNN. I would need to know more about her,
but the town halls
impressed me as a personality.
Yeah, she absolutely has the Midwest nice thing down, but she can also be tough as nails. She's a former prosecutor. She's good. Liz, thank you for that. Thank you very much. Tamara in Carl Junction, Missouri. It's Tamara, right?
Yes, and what stole my thunder? I was going to tell you it's called the Thumperian Principle or Thumper's Rule.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's an actual principle.
Wow, okay.
And it is from Bambi.
Huh.
I really, really like Elizabeth Warren and Buttigieg because we could use 16 years of progressives.
Yeah.
In the White House.
Yeah.
Because we could put Buttigieg in 8 years after Warren as president for another 8 years.
Okay.
So that's who I like.
All right. Great. Thank you, Tamara. Craig in Richmond, Kentucky. Hey, Craig. Your thoughts?
Hey, Tom. It's Greg. My choices are Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris. And these choices stand out because they understand the threats to the individual, the need for Medicare for all, as well as the species, global warming, and the Green New Deal. And I think Bernie Sanders will easily defeat Trump. And I'd also like to mention Trump always rails against socialism, but he is currently borrowing money from China to float our national debt to pay our farmers to not to sell their soybeans to China.
Right. And if that's not socialism, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
There you go. Craig, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Michael in Oakland, California. Michael?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What are your thoughts?
Hey, look, Trump is stupid. Let's wake up, people. He's a stupid man.
Yeah, but who do you want to replace him, Michael?
Kamala Harris shows strength. That's what we see when we see her on TV, when she talks, her ideas. She is smart. She knows the system. You can't deny this black woman a chance.
Yeah.
And even Obama said that.
Okay, Kamala Harris is your number one pick, 2 and 3?
I would have to go with Elizabeth Warren,
and then
Bernie.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Bernie, yeah.
I got it. Thank you, Michael. Good talking with you. Ari in Chicago. Hey, Ari.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener.
Thank you.
My favorite number one pick is Andrew Yang because he's the only candidate addressing the automation crisis, proposing UBI.
Mm-hmm.
Universal basic
income, yeah.
He's got the most detailed platforms laid out on his website, Yang 2020. He can unite our divided country. He's getting support from everywhere. He's a dark horse, and I think he's going to come out of nowhere. Watch the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a lot of great candidates. They're not going anywhere. Everybody's going to be doing something good for the country regardless. My second pick is Elizabeth Warren, and third is Bernie Sanders.
Okay, great. Ari, thank you very much for the call. Ivan in Bartlett, Illinois. Hey, Arvin.
What's up, Tom? Bernie and Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay.
Because they are talking about the real issue that is killing us, and that's this stupid wars we're in all over the place.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to have anything until we get out of these wars.
Yeah. I get it. Ivan, thank you for the call. Marty in Lenore, North Carolina. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, very good.
Hey, what's up, Marty? Your thoughts?
Well, I think we have an embarrassment of riches to choose from, but I will choose Elizabeth Warren or Kamala. Mm-hmm. But if we have to, we may have to vote for Joe to get Trump out of there. But mm-hmm. still, I think Kamala and Elizabeth. And I am a registered Republican who hasn't voted Republican since George W. Mm-hmm. And I intend to vote for Bill Weld in the primary.
Oh, good. To be a little disruptive there.
Oh, I'm doing my best.
Okay. Marty, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Nancy in Elkhart, Indiana. Hey, Nancy, your thoughts?
Yes. Hello, Tom. Well, I definitely would want Elizabeth and Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. and then I would let her have a good pick for her second person on the ticket,
mm-hmm.
and I think she and the party, I think she'd say, who do you think? I think they would give her some suggestions, and I think she would then say, hey, I know who I'm going with, but let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm suspecting everybody has who they think would be their best VP, but so basically Elizabeth Warren and whoever she picks, that's your position, Nancy.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for the call. Josh in Boulder, Colorado. Josh, your thoughts?
Hey, Tom, I think Tulsi's got to be the number one candidate right now. She is the peace candidate. I think it's best because she's the only one that actually understands the cost of war from a firsthand experience.
I think she's the only veteran of the entire crowd.
Yeah, I think that's rarely talked about.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Pete Buttigieg is a veteran also, although he's not taking as strong an anti-war position as she does.
I don't think Pete Buttigieg takes many strong positions on any true thing of policy. But with respect to Hawaii, coming from there, truly understanding living on an island, what climate change looks like, plastic bottles washing to the shores, being for Medicare for all, legalizing marijuana, Bernie would be my number two. Obviously very strong on all these issues as well. But if you want someone who's young, who's a woman, who's going to bring some change in there, I think Tulsi Gabbard's got to be up there.
Okay. Josh, thank you very much for the call. This is fascinating. You know, we did this. I've been trying not to do it every week, you know, so it's been probably at least a month since we did this, and the last time we did, Bernie was like walking away with it, and now Elizabeth Warren seems to be walking away with it. It's fascinating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're like me, then safeguarding your money through market downturns is a clear priority, and frankly, we've seen enough market volatility to make any investor nervous. For people like us who think outside the box and read between the lines, it's becoming even more clear that the insider secret of accumulating physical gold is becoming a lot less of a secret and more of a trend. According to the World Gold Council, in 2018 alone, central bank gold purchases increased by over 74%. The bottom line is that we are starting to see the cracks forming in our economy. And the faster you take action, the better your opportunity. There's only one company I personally recommend in this industry, and that's the expert strategists at ITM Trading. They specialize in wealth protection and opportunity positioning. Both, as you know, are imperative in our current economic climate. Call my friends at ITM Trading at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Ask for their free gold protection guide and hedge your bets like the top 1% do. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Tom Hartman here with you. We're taking our straw poll today on who are you most enthusiastic about right now. We've had town halls, you know, CNN has done a bunch. There was one, I think maybe two on Fox. I'm not sure. Elizabeth Warren, by the way, came out and said it was really quite eloquent, but she basically has said no, she's not going to do a Fox town hall, which I think is fascinating. So we're taking your calls. You know, what do you think? Ruth in Long Beach, California, listening to KPFK. Hey, Ruth.
Hi.
Who do you support?
I've never done this before.
Well, thank you for calling.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. And you're number two or three? Or are you, please feel free to say why, Joe.
Because I believe he could win. I love all the other candidates. I would vote for any of them. But as you said, our democracy is at stake. And if we don't win this election, we're in deeper trouble than we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden does appeal across the board. And unfortunately, people are not that progressive throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump will destroy Bernie Sanders. And I'm not keen on Bernie Sanders anyway. I think he's great. I think I'd like to keep him as a senator. I think he's better there. And I think that Elizabeth Warren is definitely, could possibly be a vote getter with people that might not go for a real what they consider progressive, because she's so because she is so smart, and because she actually has the guts to get down there in the weeds. She was in West Virginia just the other day with a small group of people, and
so a bunch of them were wearing MAGA hats, and they were applauding everything she said.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah. They were all. It was a very small group, and they were just and they were there, but they wanted to listen to her.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
And if you don't have people that are going to listen to you, then you can be as progressive as you want. But you've got to win over the rest of the country. It's not just California or, you know, the more liberal states. And
I get it. So, your number one and two are Biden and Warren.
I would actually almost like to see Biden and Julian Castro.
Yeah.
He's young. He's been in.
He was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Yeah.
Right.
The Obama administration.
And he's really bright. I actually think Mayor Pete would be great. So,
Okay. So you've got four of them. Ruth, let me get some more in here. Thank you very much. Ruth,
okay.
Great to hear from
you.
Amir in Woodland Hills, California, listening on KPFK. Amir, who do you vote for?
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. Okay. Amir, thank you very much. Eugenia in Cullman, Alabama. Eugenia, who's on your list?
Biden and Kamala Harris. Then I would probably take Castro and Amy Klobuchar. I love Elizabeth Warren, but she's got to stay in the Senate. Because if we don't take the Senate also, we're lost because of Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, yeah. And Warren is from a state with a Republican governor. Yeah, good point. Eugenia, thank you for that. Greg, your favorite candidates on the Democratic side?
I'm pretty much all in with Elizabeth Warren. She's my number one. Bernie would be number two. I'm from the state of Washington, so I got to put Jay Inslee in there at number three.
Yep.
And number four, I would go with Kamala Harris. I think she's very impressive after I saw her on the debate on CNN.
Those were town halls, by the way.
The town halls. And any one of those combinations, I would really be in favor of. If, you know, one becomes vice president, one becomes president, I'm there.
Okay.
But really, my top would be Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, got it. Greg, thank you very much for that. Kathy in Hotchkiss, Colorado. Kathy, your choices.
For president, Elizabeth Warren, and for vice president, Senator Michael Bennet. He has spoken up about the fact that Democratic leadership in the Senate has not had a strategic plan to tackle Mitch McConnell. And it is true. I've been frustrated with Senate leadership, which has allowed McConnell to just get what he wants all the time. And I think he would appeal to some of the moderate voters out there who may be totally afraid of a complete progressive ticket.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure he would say he is a progressive, too. I think it would be a balanced ticket for the Democrats.
Okay. Kathy, thank you very much for that. Steve in DeKalb, Illinois, who is on your list?
You asked also who would we like to see. And before I tell you my choices, my dream ticket would be, or dream candidate would be, Nancy Pelosi.
Really?
Two people that I would vote for her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think she's a brilliant politician, and she certainly knows how to run the House of Representatives. You realize she's 79 years old. I mean, she's older than Joe or Bernie. I mean, that's not to sound like an ageist here as an old fart myself.
My two choices are Elizabeth Warren. That's who I wanted in 2016. And Kamala Harris, I didn't really know who she was until Trump, and we started seeing her on Senate hearings, and I think she performed just brilliantly in the Senate hearings that I've seen her in. It wasn't until this program today, I knew nothing about Gabbard, and while I was on hold, I started researching her, and I actually think she's pretty interesting.
She is a fascinating mixture of strongly held convictions and no BS. And, you know, there are a number of things that I really like about Tulsi Gabbard, although she's not in my top three. But still, I think that she's, we don't have a bad candidate is the bottom line. Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Rebecca in Chico, California. Hey, Rebecca.
I'm all in for Elizabeth Warren. She has wonderful plans, and she's not afraid to stand on principle even when it's inconvenient or might have negative consequences. Behind Elizabeth Warren, I would go for Kamala Harris, and I think Cory Booker might be my third choice.
Okay, great. What is it? Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker? Do I have that right?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Thank you,
Rebecca. Ginger in Corning, California. Hey, Ginger, what's up?
It would be kind of a tie at this point, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, and then it would be Kamala third. Kamala, I was hesitant to vote for in the primary, but our governor supported her, so I took a chance on her, and I was kind of happy that we do have her in the Senate. I think she's turning into a nice little pit bull for us.
Great.
But I will say, the only comment that I have about people, you know, in their picks, focus on policy, not personality or looks or persona or all that other nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
The polls are useless because I'm an X-generation person. Anybody under 60, we don't answer the phone for unknown numbers.
Right.
People over 60 still do. So, you know, to take the polls with a grain of salt. But I also want to say is I live in a fairly red area up here in Northern California with the doomsday preppers and the wackos, Jefferson State people around.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk policy with them about Medicare for all and various things, they're down with that.
Yeah.
Let's not accept crumbs. Why do I have to accept crumbs in this slow walking stuff? Why can't I have nice things?
Yeah.
Think about that.
No, I get it. And this is the extraordinary phenomenon that we saw during the primaries 4 years ago was large swaths of states that had heavily voted Republican for a long, long time, overwhelmingly voting for Bernie in the primaries. West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, in ways that just blew up conventional wisdom, shall we say. Ginger, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I didn't mean that as a plug for Bernie. I meant that as they're voting for him because of his progressive positions, progressive cells in the United States, right across the board. Ray in Los Angeles, your thoughts.
Oh, good morning, Tom.
Hey, Ray.
I just wanted to say I appreciate you putting out your analysis on the situation in the Gulf region at this time.
Sure.
You never hear that from anyone. Well, anyway, if we have an election in 2020, I go for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Okay. Got a number three?
Kamala Harris belongs in the Senate where she can stick holes in Republicans when needed.
Ray, thank you very much. Karen in Wilmette, Illinois. Hey, Karen, who do you? What are your thoughts?
Hi, Tom. I've just discovered your show. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I go for specific plans. So I'm liking Elizabeth Warren right now.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Andrew Yang. I don't really think he's going to be up at the top, but I actually really like his.
Yeah, those are the top two policy wonks on the list.
Yes,
they really are.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and I'm not discounting Bernie. I like him, too, but I think these two have, I really like their policies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that I like Tulsi Gabbard and Julian Castro,
mm-hmm.
Especially Tulsi's international policy, her thoughts on international policy. And finally, I like Mayor Pete as an administrator and someone who could possibly do some healing for the country. I like him for that. I'm not sure where I would put him, mm-hmm. but I see that in him.
Yeah. Are you thinking a cabinet position or putting him on the ticket?
I think a cabinet position would be good. I'd kind of like to see him on the ticket, but I know there's a lot of other considerations.
Yeah.
He's got a long way
to go. I mean, he's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He could become the senator from Indiana. He could become the governor. He could, you know, I mean, he's got so far to go, and he's so young. I think he's going to have a hell of a career. Karen, thanks so much for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Louise and I have been using CBD for a couple of years now for basically pain relief and sleep, but we had been using CBD that also had some pot in it, I suppose, because of, you know, it's legal here in Oregon. But now there's a CBD oil that's legal all over the United States. It's the best quality you can get. and it's derived from hemp, which is, you know, related to marijuana, but it's not marijuana. And so it's legal and it doesn't get you high, but it does, you know, have these extraordinary properties of pain relieving and anti-inflammatory properties. It's from New Leaf Naturals. NewLeafNaturals.com is the website. CBD oil, non-intoxicating, so it's ideal if you're looking for the health benefits of cannabinoids without, you know, getting high. This does not get you high. It's non-toxic and has potent pain relieving and anti-inflammatory properties. And this is the brand that Louise and I trust and use, New Leaf, NU Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals, the highest quality concentrated CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, contains no additional additives, grown in the United States. And as I said, the only ingredient is hemp, so it's totally pure and simple and legal. So go to NewLeafNaturals.com, NewLeafNaturals.com, to save 30% off and get free shipping in the U.S. when you use the code TOM, spelled T-H-O-M. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com for premium cannabinoid wellness. There's only one place, NewLeafNaturals.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 30% off. And if you're the first person to tweet me the NewLeafNaturals.com website, I'll send you a free bottle of New Leaf Naturals CBD oil. Anne in Wheaton, Illinois, your thoughts on who you would support for president on the Democratic side.
Hi, Tom, and thanks a lot for doing this. It really is an eye-opener to hear people's choices. I vote for youth. I think Kamala Harris, Buttigieg, those people are going to know a lot more about technology. They're going to be smarter about how to be more combative to Trump. I think the idea is to beat Trump. And as much as I love Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, I think we need youth, and I think we need people who are technology savvy and people who can really hold their own in a debate. And we'll be able to combat somebody who's going to stand there and lie most of the time.
Yeah.
So,
which is a problem.
That's my thought on
okay.
that. Because yes, the debate might not be as honest as people are hoping for. And I think we need people who are going to be prepared and going to be able to hold their own. And I think Kamala Harris is very sharp and very quick.
Yeah.
And I think that she'd be a good debater.
And they all need to dust off their, there you go again, Donnie, line,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, Anne, thank you very much for that. Yeah, thank you. Fred in Los Angeles. Fred, your thoughts.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to say thank you for doing this.
Sure. I'm finding it fascinating. I'm telling you, a month or so ago, it was 80-90% Bernie, and now it's, what, 70? I'm just off the top of my head. Louise is compiling numbers, but it seems like it's 60-70% now Elizabeth Warren. So, at the top. But anyhow, Fred, who are you in favor of?
I'll put Elizabeth Warren somewhere else, which I'm going to say in a second. But I'm still for Bernie. Mm-hmm. I've seen his crowds, mm-hmm. and I saw what he did on Fox. And if that doesn't sell you, I don't know what does. He's a little weak on foreign policy, so I would put in Tulsi Gabbard for two. And most important, Elizabeth Warren for Fed chairman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she could do a hell of a job there. Fred, thank you very much for that. Bill in Highland, Indiana. Bill, your thoughts?
Well, my first choice is Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
My second choice is Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I would agree with Fred. It's more about who the appointment is. And you can take, you don't need intelligence to the level of Elizabeth Warren to be president.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably the smartest and wisest out of all of them in the combination. But Bernie, we need social justice right now.
Okay.
And he's the one that's going to lead that. And that's what we need as a president, as a figurehead.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Thank you, Bill. Paul in Pescoag, Rhode Island. I'm mispronouncing it, aren't I, Paul?
Hey, Tom. It's Pasco, Rhode Island, but good
okay.
job. It's first time calling in to you. I've been listening to you for years.
Well, thank
you.
I
saw your interview on C-SPAN when you had a book coming out on C-SPAN a number of years back.
Uh-huh.
But you're a voice... in the woods here that we all need to tune into, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. So who's at the top of your list?
I supported Bernie in 16. I know we're not going retro here, but I think the country's need some comfort food or some comfort politicians. And in that sense, if people are saying, oh, some youth, some new, I'm in my 40s, but I think that people want the familiar. They want something. They're sick of the crazy train that people are starting to vomit. You know what I mean? They want to get off the roller coaster. And I think Biden plays that role, but you can't beat Warren. I sent her a few bucks a couple of times already. Not much, but my 2 cents. You can't beat her for policy, and you can't beat her for just sheer knowledge and grit. And her background, people learn her history, and not just the Pocahontas story from the moron in chief. People love her. She had an interview down in West Virginia, and that was the case just recently. I don't know if you read that article. I think it was Politico. Anyway, she's in favor of, for one thing, possibly ending the filibuster, restructuring the Supreme Court, including just packing 6 new justices, assuming we take the Senate, and the filibuster, and that's possible. D.C. statehood, there's 2 senators, presumably Democratic. We need structural, hard-charging, not light around the edges. We need someone that's got the brains and the cojones as well.
Okay,
and,
so Paul, your top 2 choices are Biden and Warren then, right?
Biden and Warren, and because she's there, she checks all the boxes.
Thank you very much, Paul. Erna in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Erna, what's up?
Hi, first-time caller.
Thank you.
My first choice is Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he has the knowledge, he's already shown us that he is working for the middle class, the poor people. He's working for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So Bernie's my first choice. And then second choice is Elizabeth Warren. Her record is not nearly as long as Bernie's is. And that's basically why I make her the second choice. But she has shown also that she is for the people and that she is going to do. She's got the courage to stand up against Trump. And, of course, Bernie does, too. So those are my top 2. I don't have a number 3 yet. I haven't seen a number 3.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Erna. It's great to hear from you. Grant in Kenmore, Washington. Grant, your thoughts.
I support Jay Inslee for his view on land and natural resource issues as it pertains to our environment. I think he's ahead of his times, but the issues need to be addressed now.
Mm-hmm. He's hyper-focused on that. Do you have a 2 or 3, Grant?
Bernie and Jay Inslee again.
Okay. All right. Jay Inslee, 2 for you and 1 Bernie. Thank you. John in Carbondale, Illinois. Hey, John.
Hey, Tom. Hey, as usual, all your comments and all the folks' comments have been great and illuminating. I think because of what you said about the war, we are, I think, getting ready to be plunged in 2 fronts, probably Venezuela and Iran.
Yep.
Tulsi's voice needs to be there all the way through somehow. And she's not getting covered by the media, as you said. It hasn't been until this stuff I've realized how poorly we've been served.
Also, she's a member of the House of Representatives. And I could be wrong, but I think the last time a member of the House became president was John Quincy Adams. It's pretty rare. So, that might have something to do with
it. Well, that's the other thing, I think, that instead of, like, these next year and a half people tearing each other up, I'd almost love to see, and right out in front in public, the way Trump does all his nasty stuff in public. I mean, we can see all these cabinet positions over the last couple of years where they've just decimated every part of the country that's covered by a cabinet position.
Yeah.
If from the beginning we would say, not only just possibly pick a ticket like unprecedented as Bernie said these times are and Joe said he maybe names again, but almost set up a cabinet with massive public input as these debates and talks are going on.
No, I've said for a long time, I think a shadow cabinet would be a great idea. But, John, I'm trying to get as many calls as possible in here. So your top 3 are, recap for me again real quick.
Probably Bernie, Elizabeth, and Tulsi.
Okay, great. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Gordon in Streamwood, Illinois. Gordon, your list?
Actually, I don't have a list, but I think you're missing something important in your poll here.
Okay.
And that is, who will inspire the other side come out and vote?
Okay.
My opinion is that Hillary Clinton lost not because of her positions or because Bernie people were mad. She lost because her name is Clinton. And that
Well, there's nobody named Clinton on the ticket this time.
Well, no, but if you have somebody that's going to inspire the Republican voters to come out,
right,
like she did, then you're going to get Trump back.
Right. I get that, Gordon. But, you know, what you're talking about is the reason not to vote for somebody. And I'm not asking for those. In fact, explicitly, I'm not asking for those. I really don't want to hear the downsides of any of the candidates. I can recite them as well as anybody else. I want to hear who you think will be the best. Who are your choices? Vivian in Sobeski, Wisconsin. Do I have that right, Vivian?
Sobeski. That's
hey,
correct.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You're number one, two, and three?
Yes, my number one would be Liz Warren and Castro.
Mm-hmm. Julian Castro.
My second choice would be Liz Warren and Kamala Harris.
Okay.
And my third choice would be Liz Warren and Andrew Yang because of their policies.
Yep, those are all solid policy people who have you know, a lot of good stuff to say. Vivian, thank you very much for that. John in Costa Mesa, California. John, on your list.
Hi, Tom. So for the first time, I guess, in my lifetime, voting for two candidates that would actually support the working class would be Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. I wouldn't pair them together on a ticket because obviously we need to carry some of these swing states a little bit better. So it might be like Julian Castro or somebody with the Bernie Sanders. But I also want to just make a recommendation at some point. I know you don't want to talk about other candidates, but it'd be great just to have a show where we're highlighting the differences between some of these candidates.
Yeah, that's going to happen with the debates. And it's not so much, I think, my job to define the candidates or define the differences between them. But when the debates happen, we're going to find out. I mean, you're starting to see this right now, you know, with some of the critique of, you know, well, again, I don't want to get into the negative side of it. But you're starting to see candidates defining each other. And, you know, that's just a normal thing. John, thank you for the call. Michael in Princeton, Minnesota, your list.
Yeah, I've been following Bernie for years. I love him. And I think that Elizabeth Warren. And I think right behind that would be Tulsi Gabbard. In fact, I spent a whole day last week calling Congress to take back the War Powers Act, and she's against war. We need a woman in the regime.
Yeah, and she's a veteran. It's amazing to me how many people have mentioned Tulsi Gabbard. I literally did not expect her to get a single vote, or maybe just one or two. Michael, thank you. Alina in Seattle. Hey, Alina.
I'm squarely in Bernie Sanders columns. That's his number one choice. Can I tell you why?
Sure.
He's a practical candidate. First of all, we're in such deep trouble now. We need somebody like him to pull us out, even to break even from before Trump became president. That's my take. And
your second or third choice?
About criminal justice. He said prisoners should vote. Nobody is saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah. And your
so
second or third
two,
choice?
Elizabeth Warren and number three, Tulsi Gabbard or Marianne Williamson. I can't pick. They're both great.
Okay. All right. Great. Got it. Alina, thank you very much. Don, and I think that was the first vote for Marianne Williamson. Don in Harrington, Delaware. Hey, Don. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Bernie with Tulsi as his VP, Elizabeth, or Tulsi as president. But Tulsi for VP for either Elizabeth or Bernie.
Okay. Don, thank you very much. Thea in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Thea, your thoughts.
Hi, Tom. Nice to finally talk to you again. It's been a while.
Thank you.
Well, my first choice before this all started was Jim Himes and Kamala Harris. I thought that would be a great ticket.
Who is Jim Himes?
Jim Himes is a congressman from Connecticut,
okay.
And he is amazing, but he's not running. So my first choice is Biden with Warren as VP or Biden with Harris as VP.
Okay.
But regardless, vote blue no matter who. That's the biggest thing.
There you go, yes.
Get on board. Vote
there you go.
Blue no matter who.
Yeah, it's a great slogan. Vote blue no matter who. But let's, you know, we got to make a choice first. John in Kenmore, Washington. John, your picks?
Tom, hey there. I've been a Jay Inslee fan since forever because he was my congressman before he became governor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's my second choice because everybody keeps saying they want Biden because he can win. Well, more important than that, he can govern from the start. He's been there. He knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you think of that conference he went to in Europe last month where he got a standing ovation saying, you know, okay, this isn't going to last forever. We're going to be back.
Right.
And second of all, domestically, he's got so much experience. He has friends on both sides of the aisle, and, yeah, McConnell is just screwing up everything. but he might be able to get something done that the others may not without that, without those deep relationships.
Right.
And so those are my choices, Biden, Inslee, and number three, I love Tulsi as well, and I've contributed to her, so,
okay.
You know.
Biden, Inslee, Tulsi. Okay, thank you, John. Mark in Seattle. Hey, Mark, your choices?
Yeah, hi. My dream candidate is Marianne Williamson. Mm-hmm. She's really an outside-of-the-box candidate. We face a whole convergence of crises, economic, educational, environmental, food. It's all related. It's all psycho-spiritual, and she gets it.
She does.
She's the one who can really tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I absolutely adore Bernie. He's the first candidate I ever volunteered for and donated for. Got to shake his hand here in Seattle. Love Bernie. He's been saying the same thing for decades. He's uncorruptible. He's never going to change. And that's what I adore about him. And I'd love to see Warren as his VP. But really, Marianne is the one for me.
Okay. Mark, thank you very much. Marianne, Bernie, and Warren. Fascinating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Jennifer in Stillwater, Minnesota, listening on AM 950. Hey, Jennifer, what's on your list?
Bernie already won 23 states in the primary, that people forget that. You know, he tied Iowa. He nearly tied Massachusetts, so he's already halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fifth-generation Minnesotan, and I can tell you that we here in the middle of the country, we love Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie won, you know, West Virginia and Kentucky and Montana and Wyoming and all these states that, you know, Sarah Palin calls the real America.
Right.
We love Bernie. Bernie did really well. I agree with what Elizabeth said about Fox News. I hate Fox News, and I love Elizabeth. She's my number two. But I think that it was really smart for Bernie to go on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people in the Fox News audience like Bernie. They like what he was saying about single-payer health care. Bernie is like an everyman. You know, his whole Brooklyn, the way he is so...
I got it. Jennifer, I want to try and get as many calls as I can in here, so I get your point.
I just wanted to say one more thing, that mm-hmm. when they pulled that CNN poll about 2 weeks ago where they said that Biden just ran away with it,
mm-hmm.
well, the actual question, they literally did not ask anyone under 50. It was NA, non-applicable. So that poll was, everybody was over 50.
Yeah.
So that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't disagree. So Bernie's your number one. Do you have a number two or three?
Elizabeth Warren, I'd actually like Elizabeth to be his VP and then become president after him. And then I would say Jay Inslee. I did donate $25 to Jay this weekend because you said that he needed to more donors to reach 65,000 individual donors. So I donated to Jay because we need a climate change person on the stage with Bernie to help Bernie and AOC get climate change and the Green New Deal. And then I would say Tulsi Gabbard because she's a veteran who's against the military-industrial complex.
Okay. Jennifer, thank you very much. Thank you for the call. Okay, here's I'm just going to summarize it for you, and my apologies to those of you who are still on hold, but we're running out of show here. Elizabeth Warren got 62 votes. Bernie Sanders got 54 votes. Kamala Harris got 24 votes. Tulsi Gabbard got 16 votes. Joe Biden got 7 votes. Mayor Pete got 12 votes. Andrew Yang got 6 votes. I'm not reading these in order. These are just the order in which we wrote them down. Marianne Williamson got 4 votes. Julian Castro got 4 votes. Jay Inslee got 10 votes. Cory Booker got 4 votes. Michael Bennett got 1 vote. Beto O'Rourke got 1 vote. John Hickenlooper got 1 vote. And Dennis Kucinich got 2 votes. So it seems to me that the clear top three are Warren at 62, Bernie at 54, Kamala Harris at 24, and then, you know, Mayor Pete with 12, Tulsi with 16, and Jay Inslee with 10. Those are the kind of the second three. And then Joe Biden with 7 and Andrew Yang with 6. That's, you know, pretty much it. So fascinating stuff. You know, the good news is we've got an extraordinary field. I mean, there's not a single person on that ticket for whom I would not enthusiastically not just vote, but campaign in 2020. This election is momentous. This is going to not only define the fate and future of the American Republic, but may well define the fate and future of small R Republican, small D Democratic forms of government all over the world. As we just saw yesterday with Donald Trump embracing an open, hate-filled anti-Semite, Viktor Orban from Hungary, who ran on a campaign of trashing George Soros because he was Jewish. This is what's coming out of our White House now. Anyhow, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It takes all of us. So thanks so much for being with us today, and get out there and get active. Tag You're It. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.